What I'm going to suggest, take a few moments of consideration, suggest something interactive or relational, which you may want to do or not. And this will involve forming groups of, say, five people in a group. I haven't done all the numbers, so it might not quite be work out to five, but if it's six in one group and five and everybody else, or two groups of six, but looking to form groups of five people. And then half of the assembly stay in here and half go to the other room, the Qigong room. So it's about half the group. So how many of that is 30 people in there, five groups in there, five groups in here, or however it breaks down. So there you are in your little group, and you give it, space yourself out, because you're going to be saying things and you don't want to kind of, keep it within your circle. So you keep enough space between each little group, and you sit in something like a circle. And so then in that circle, say there's five of you, then person A is the speaker, and person B is the listener, or the person who's being spoken to. The other three are there giving open, empathic attention. So you're trying to, the other people are not being spoken to, or just listening, so that one person is being addressed. The other people are just listening, trying to feel what they're feeling, and stay steady with that, and not to intrude. We may think, oh, she's really getting it wrong, or he's stuck on some trip, or she's yaddering on, or why didn't he say something? So that's all part of listening to you. So the theme of it is to try to have an experience, just the experience of being with each other, quite non-personal in a way. It's even good if it's with people we don't really know, because it's not really a person, it's just a human to human. And it's a way in which we encourage these qualities of feeling what we feel, being open and present with them. And through that, some sense of shared empathy and freedom from shame or guilt or reaction, tyrant programs. So the person speaking, you take, say, 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes. Again, this is not really too tight. And you say a minute or two, moment or two, and really coming into the present. So what's happening for me today? What's happening for me today? And perhaps you don't really know. You couldn't really say it. But you start, feeling kind of sleepy, and there's pain in my shoulder, and I really wanted to come to get some peace of mind and quiet, and I don't know if I'm really getting this. So you're just saying your piece, and you're listening out, as you're saying, listening out for the places where certain, we get activated. You suddenly feel yourself getting, this is the bit, like this kind of frustration, or I'm fed up with being stuck in this state. So listening out for those pieces, and these are the activations. And you're listening out also for some of the tyrant words. Tyrant words are always. I'm always like, that's a tyrant word. Never, that's another tyrant word. I never can, I never will be. Assuming clairvoyance, of course. Always. So those are tyrant words. Ought to, that's another tyrant word. So these are places where we kind of start to lock, and you're listening out as you're saying these things. That's your bit, and you try to stay with that, listening out for that. So it's really you don't want to get too much into the story, because it doesn't really matter what the story is. Sooner or later, whatever your story is, the likelihood one of those pieces is going to come in. And that's what you're listening out for, the place where you go, you know, da, 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 da. Yeah, this doesn't really work for me. Uh-huh. I'm always, you know, however it seems, you get into kind of doom, doom prognosis, yeah, or self-blaming or something like that. So you're just listening out for that. How's that feel? So if you hear that in yourself, you know, it could be you're talking about some topic that's come up in your mind. You really don't have, it's not really a confessional. So in other words, you're not kind of spilling all your stuff, because that takes a long time. And we're not, haven't got the time, and this isn't really the, it's not a professional place for that. It's just, you're doing your own thing, and you want to hear yourself, and have other people there to help you hear yourself. They're not there to understand you or change anything, just help you to hear yourself. So as we may recognize, sometimes it's talking to somebody else helps us to hear ourselves more fully. Let me say how it's happening. And in listening out for your, in your own presence, like, what's really getting me? What's touching me? What seems, where's it sticking or getting activated? And then how can I be open with that? Can I be with that? What helps me to be with that? And it's, you know, I might say, well, you know, I wanted to teach retreat, I had all these great ideas of what I wanted to do, and now I don't know if I'm doing it really right, and I want to make it work for everybody, and not certain this is make people happy, or whether it's just a waste of time. Uh-huh, how's that? Yeah. Yeah. How's that? So another failure coming up. So, you know, you're getting these sense of score sheets, invisible score sheets on how well you're doing. Who's doing the score sheet, you know? How good's your meditation? Who's doing the score sheet? Oh. Uh-huh. Who knows, you know? It's just changing, isn't it? Now the listener, person who's being addressed, is there. So you want to sit in a reasonable proximity, so you get the sense you can feel, you know when you're coming close to somebody, don't you? You know when you feel getting a bit too close, you know when you feel you're not really in touch with each other. So some sense of reasonable proximity, and it's a circle. And your job is just to kind of hold the person in full awareness. So you have everybody's eyes are open. You don't have to gaze into their eyes. But you just sense of open attention to that person, and you're listening. And your thing is to encourage by being interested. You know, so a person's kind of doesn't really matter after. Well, it doesn't. You know, I'm interested. How is it? Well, you know, nothing much to say, actually, just same old thing. Uh-huh. Same old thing. I'm interested. What's the same about it? Well, you know, you do this, you do that, and you kind of try the best you can, and, you know, reminds me of like the retreat I did last year, and it was like this and like that, and, you know, how's that? So you're just kind of encouraging. Not too much. Just that if things are getting stale or stuck, then you might just throw a word in like, how's that? Or, I'm interested, or how's that feel? But really not very much, only just to keep it moving if it sticks. Or if a person's going into a long, you know, writing a novel in the sky, you might say, you know, because they've obviously lost the fact that they're in contact with others. This is what happens to us. We just go off in a little story, you might say, Could you just help give me the feeling for that? I've lost that. What's the immediate bit? How's that happening for you now? Oh, well, you know, just to help a person to make it portable. So it's not you're trying to make them perfect, but you're trying to make their experience as clear for them by helping them to you know, some ways get it portable, get it manageable, so it doesn't just spin out into things that were just, you know, too complex to handle. We want to get to the nitty-gritty of it. So that's that person. You listen. At the same time, you're letting yourself not judge or assess, but be moved. You know, sometimes you feel a bit bored or confused, or, you know, but you're letting yourself be affected. The other three people sitting there and just tracking what's happening for them. You know, can't get it. Wow, that's pretty weird. Or, gee, or, oh my goodness, it happens to me too. Oh, I'm not the only one. However it is, that feeling. So you just, there's a process going on there. And then, so one of those three people has one of these number things, the little portable demons, and that says, okay, you know, after about 6 minutes or so, you just, whatever's going on, when that 6 minute comes up, you say, 2 minutes left. Doesn't matter what's going on, you just say, you don't shout it, you just say, 2 minutes left. And when it comes up to one, you say, 1 minute left. And the person's still rattling off another 3 minutes, you say, we passed time. So you're not guillotining. If they really are going past the time boundary, you might say, we've passed the time, we've finished. So it's contained. So that's a little one session. And then it might be just the brief, if you can get it down to one sentence or even one word, however, what experience somebody felt. Well, I felt really couldn't get it at all. Okay. Somebody else, oh, I felt quite saddened, or sounded like the same thing I go through. But most thing we're saying, we're not saying anything like, well, I think what you need to do is. There's no advice. It's just because all you're talking about is what's happening, what's happened for you. And we all listen to that. So that whole thing will probably take up to 10 minutes. And then once you've done that, then everything, you've got the five. So person A talk to person B. Well, let's have person C talk to person D. Person E talks to person A. You know, so you move it around. And so ideally, you know, if person, you're not, the two people, the same people aren't meeting. Yeah? So it's not, if I spoke and she listened, it's not the case that person who listened then speaks to me. You know, so that's the point of having five. It means you don't have to, you don't get into a sense of, a kind of a something a bit more of a relationship. It's quite, in some ways, it's quite impersonal. Does that make sense? Some sense. And are you up for that? Have a go. If you don't feel you want it.
Should we attempt to find a group of five that we don't know?
Ideally. But it can't always be that case. It might take up to 45 minutes to find the right four people to meet with you. So first you kind of walk around with your eyes closed and just grope. It's best if they don't know you, but that isn't always the case. But if you do know somebody, really try to just, you know, drop the person, listen to the voice sound. Listen to the sound of the voice and pick up the tones in the voice. And without saying anything, your attention, just your attention, your awareness alone will have its effect. Yeah. And there's quite a powerful effect of a group of people being attentive without having anything in terms of advice or anything like that. Okay, up to it? So, now comes the difficult bit. You've got to find four people. And then some of you go off to the other room and half of you stay here. And you're probably quite capable of working it out. And I don't want to be participating, I just might kind of move around, make sure you've got enough space.